Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flake here with the latest. A federal court judge has dismissed a defamation case brought on by decorated soldier Ben Robert Smith. The war veteran sued three newspapers over a series of articles published in 2018, which alleged a number of serious crimes, some of which occurred during his time in Afghanistan. It's been found defences of substantial or contextual truth had been established regarding some of the claims. BHP appears to have underpaid nearly 30,000 past and present workers. A preliminary report suggests the mining giant incorrectly deducted leave on public holidays dating back to 2010. It could cost more than $400 million to reimburse those affected. The company's apologised, saying it falls short of the standards they expect. 3 million Aussies have seen their student debts increase by 7.1% today, the highest level in three decades. One report claims some uni students will need more than 40 years to pay off their degree. Former student Hannah telling The Briefing podcast this adds to people's woes on top of what's happening around cost of living.
It just feels like another kind of stab in an already open wound.
Looking overseas, and a positive step as the US tries to up its debt ceiling so it doesn't run out of money to pay its bills. The House of Reps voted to suspend it until 2025, and the Senate will now debate the measures. President Joe Biden backed out of his visit to Australia last month to deal with just this issue. And Woolworths delivery fleet's going electric. The supermarket giant announcing it'll decommission its 3,000 diesel trucks by 2030, with changes starting in the coming months.